Thank you for calling customer service. My name is Crystal. I am a floor supervisor. How may I help you today, please?
Yes, ma'am. This is Betty Green you're speaking with. I have my bank had got in contact with me and given me the correct number for y'all. Monies has been taken out of my account for ever since May. And I want my monies back because I have nothing to, I didn't have no idea why the money was coming out and what it was for. Until
okay.
My bank called me and told me I was being defrauded.
Okay, yes, ma'am. Let's see. I did locate an account for Miss Betty Green. It's a good address, 2108 12th Street, Lake Charles, Louisiana.
It is.
Thank you. And it'll take just a second for the account to load for us. It's coming. It's just moving slow. I'm sorry.
Yeah, because when I spoke to your other guy a few minutes ago, he was telling me about it was some contest. I don't participate in none of that, ma'am.
Okay, yes, ma'am. Let's see exactly what is going on here. I do see it looks like someone did enter a sweepstakes to possibly win a KitchenAid mixer. And when they did, I see they paid the shipping and handling. Well, not the shipping and handling. That is the entry fee of $7.95 to be put in a drawing. It was a free welcoming gift for the consumer shopping membership that came with it. I do see they charged you $56.95. That is a monthly charge. It would get you a $125 gift card each month to purchase a gadget from the online web store. Do you have an email address, ma'am? That's BettyGreen62@gmail.com.
No, ma'am. My email address is LadyBCouncil62@gmail.com.
Okay. Yes, ma'am. Someone used BettyGreen62@gmail.com. And we do take fraud very seriously, ma'am. We'll work with your local authorities. Have them verify the IP address of the device that was used to make the purchase and have them open an investigation. Let's first off make sure your account, let's make sure your account is canceled correctly first. I've got that taken care of. Yes, ma'am, and I do see they only let me go back 3 months in issue. That would be September, August, and July. But that's as far as they let me go back, ma'am.
Okay.
So that will be three amounts of $56.95. Your three amounts of $56.95 will be back in the account in 3 to 5 business days. There'll be no further charges whatsoever. Let's make sure they all go through before we get off the phone, please.
Oh, you say you're going back as far as July?
Yes, ma'am. It'll be 3 refunds of $56.95. That's as far as they let me go back.
Okay, so you're going to go July, August, and September, right?
Yes, ma'am. And October's were declined.
October's were declined. That was just last month.
Yes, ma'am. October 18th, the bank or credit card declined it and didn't let it go through. Then on October 19th, they also declined $56.95 and didn't let it go through. So the last successful charge was September 17th. I'm sorry, go ahead.
But it was taken out of my, it might have been, looked like it was declined, but that it was in my account. It was taken out of my account.
Okay, yes, I don't, on my end, it wasn't taken. What date are you seeing?
I'm seeing September 18th and September the 19th. And if it was, and yes, ma'am, it was taken out of my account, if I'm not mistaken, then it was also, I was also, it probably overdraft.
Yes, and see, the last time a charge went through on my end was September 17th. October 18th, it was declined. October 19th, it was declined and did not go through. Since it was declined on our end, if you were charged on the 18th or 19th of October, still we're only able to go back 3 months of refunds. So I refunded your 3 months, September, August, and July.
Yes, yes, ma'am. But October is recently, and that's when my bank called me in October.
Yes, they declined it. It wasn't a successful charge on our end. We haven't took any money from your account. It did not go through on the 18th or the 19th. The bank said error 504, which means they declined it because they thought it could possibly be fraud.
Well, I think that's when they called me around the 16th or the 17th of October.
Yes, ma'am, but they declined the other charges and didn't let it go through. So I refunded September, August, and July. Your three amounts of $56.95 will all be back in your account in 3 to 5 business days. There'll be no further charges whatsoever. Would you like a confirmation number, please, ma'am, for your three refunds?
Could you just send it to my phone, please?
Okay, yes. I can't send the confirmation number. Let's make sure this last refund is not wanting to go through on my end. Also, let's make sure it goes through before we get off the phone. Yes, ma'am, you'll receive confirmation that you were refunded three amounts of $56.95. It'll take just a second. I do see the one for September did go through. The one for August did go through. The one for July, for some reason, won't go through. So I'm going to send it over to my supervisor and have her refund that $56.95 for us. And it'll take just a second to complete that, ma'am.
Oh, okay, but it was two in September as well.
No, ma'am. I refunded September 17th. That was the last time you were charged by us. $56.95. Then August 17th, I refunded $56.95. And July 17th, I refunded $56.95. I'm not seeing two.
Well, in September, I got one for September the 17th and September the 18th.
Yes, and it looks, see, and both in the amount of $56.95?
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
Okay, and, since I can't refund a charge I can't see.
Okay, and,
But the most we're able to do is 3 months, three charges at all. So I refunded the maximum amount, three charges in the amount of $56.95. That's all they let us go back. Those will be back in your account in 3 to 5 business days.
Okay,
I will also.
One of them was for Jenna Beauty, and the other one was for.
See, that's the merchant ID, not the company or the product name. But the most we can do is three charges all by themselves. And I only have one for September, one for August, and one for July. And that's as far as I can go back.
Well, that must be for the general, something about the general beauty for August the 17th, September the 17th, and September the 18th.
Yes, and see, I don't have a September the 18th. And I refunded July, August, and September.
Okay, and for the instant, no limit is May the 13th, July the 16th, and July the 17th. That's
yes, ma'am, but they don't let me go back that far. They only let me give three refunds for three charges. So I refunded you your last three charges that I'm seeing. September, August, and July. You will have those back in your account in 3 to 5 business days, and there'll be no further charges. Would you like a confirmation number, please?
Yes, ma'am, I would. And could you also email me that confirmation number?
No, ma'am. I can't send out an email. I'm sorry. That's when we have to give it over the phone. But you're going to receive an email that states you are refunded those three amounts of $56.95.
All right, I'm trying to find something to write with. Oh, Lord. Okay, I'm ready.
Yes, ma'am. C as in Charlie. 2, 6, 2, 1, 8, 7, 9, 2, 5.
All right.
Yes, ma'am. And I thank you for calling customer service. You'll have those refunds in 3 to 5 business days and no more charges.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you, ma'am, for calling customer service. Have a great day, please. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.